today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, you may be confused about, or concerned, I should say, about the metaverse.
Yes.
After the election, I'm concerned about the Mehmetverse. But it was a lady.
A lady in a full, like, doctor suit with a mask on and lab coat. And
was it like a sexy nurse like you would get at Party City?
And she takes me to what is a closet of sin.
Jerkatorium.
Yeah.
And when I send you these pictures.
Oh, my God.
The way they have you set up.
This is fun.
This is a pervert's haven.
Do you even know what inflation is?
Yeah, it's money going up.
Yes.
Yeah, cost
yes. Yes.
I learned about that in school.
It's also your father's weight.
Fantastic. Just stop it.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
You did.
Balloons.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
We're coming to you from Podville Media in Washington, D.C., and we can be heard in great places like Gresham, Oregon, Silver Springs, Florida, Avon, Indiana, Laconia on Skagit Bay. I finally figured out because a guy corrected me.
Oh, he sent you a note?
It's Skagit Bay in Washington. Ambergris K in Belize and Bergen, Norway. I should probably give credit to whoever corrected me on that, but I don't have it in front of me right now.
Wasn't it Phil?
Phil McCracken?
Yes, that's the guy. Phil?
I'm so tired of Apple Corporation asking me different things and showing me things I really don't need to be shown. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's great to be with you. Question for both of you before we get started here.
Uh-huh.
Am I less old Manny when you're trying to help me with technical? I felt like I was extremely old Manny when you were trying to get me to modify my fruitcake post on Facebook.
No, you were better. You were better because
I was better, wasn't I?
I don't think you're an old man.
When you're old Manny is when we're trying to walk you through something and you seem to be resistant.
And you get mad
and
because
cranky.
We're telling you how the technology works.
Exactly. And you were very open.
You're
good.
Fine.
Yeah.
That's when you're like, you get frustrated and you yell at the people that are trying to help you.
Yeah.
But not today.
No. That was, we, I
That's
saw no
I'm
fish
prickly.
Shaking. You
yeah.
were a little prickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
I wasn't a little prickly today, was I?
No, not at all.
No, you were riding the wall like that one NASCAR driver.
No, he
you
wasn't.
Think that, you think, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you might be right.
Yeah,
you might,
yeah,
that I
yeah,
could have gone
yeah.
either
no,
way.
It was once I started
when
giving
I was just
you
like, F this,
HTTP,
F this,
I was like, here we go.
That's really when I was on pins and needles.
That's
it was going great until Oscar had to read a full...
Yeah, well, you know, that's because Oscar yeah. does not know how to read punctuation, which is when you want to put colon, you don't say dot, dot. Dot, dot is two periods, period, period. Yeah. Colon is a separate piece
You're
of punctuation.
You're yelling at me? You don't even know how to post on Facebook. I'm not going to take this from you.
But you didn't know how to read the...
No,
it's
ass,
not
you
dot,
don't know
dot.
How to
but
post
you see,
on
that's,
Facebook.
But that's
Grammar's
why I was here.
Harder.
I helped you. I helped out because I was the one who said colon.
Well, I didn't copy the link, and I was just
they could have just copied and pasted, but he wanted to write it out.
Might have lost
no,
the progress.
No, I was in a
it
different.
Happens.
What did you say? What?
If
what?
You left the screen to copy the link, you may have lost your progress. It yeah. happens.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I didn't want to do that.
No, and that's why we had to have dot dot.
Yeah. Go big blue.
Big
yeah,
blue.
Big blue.
Yeah. Giant.
Big orange is in the house.
Yeah, Max here. I don't want to talk about him. We got a lot of other
you
stuff
got a lot
to
of stuff
cover
here.
Today. We got to talk about.
He's not top priority.
He's not top
no,
billing.
No,
no. He's
what is
be
wrong
first.
With your lip? What is wrong with your lip,
Mike? I learned a valuable lesson
you look
today.
Like, you look like you have lipstick on.
I don't. But what did happen?
Can you
today?
Now? Would you? Can you maybe move the microphone from in front of your face?
Yeah, you were hiding.
Right. What's wrong with your lip?
Never, ever trim your beard when you're in a hurry.
I thought you didn't have a beard.
I do. I have stubble, and I keep it at a very, very, very conservative and very precise length. I trim my beard about once a week.
Your lips look big.
Mike, listen to what happened. Today I had like an extra 10 or 15 while I was getting ready to come mm-hmm. to work because I have a pretty set schedule. I said, hey, you know what? I normally trim my beard on a weekend. I can do it today. So I got out my Wahl brand electric clippers. Now, when I shave my head, it's all Harry's, right? That's important. But when you want to leave a certain amount of stubble, you need electric clippers. And so I brought them out and I put the two drops of oil in and fire them up. And you know, it has like a slide thing, like a guide.
Yeah, yeah, what he's talking like, about is when
like
you
what a
have
barber would use.
Exactly.
A
that's
clipper.
What I have.
Yeah. Anybody that's ever used a clipper knows it's got a lever on the side of it. And the lever can move the actual cutting blades to either the very front where it'll, you know, it'll shave you down to nothing.
Right.
Or you can move it back where it leaves a little something. So do you use your clipper with the setting all the way back? And is that what you use?
Well, today I used it all the way back at first because I thought, you know what? I can grow a beard pretty quickly. You know this.
God. And like a half. Both of you guys are like half an hour.
So I knew that if I cut it as short as possible, it'd be perfect in about 36 hours. So I get up and I go in there and I clip it and I turn it on and it's a new clippers. I got them like 6 months ago, so I'm loving them. They're really good. The old ones sort of seized up that I'd had for like 20 years.
Have you ever used them on your face?
Yeah, I've used these every week for like 6 months.
Around your lips?
Yes, around the mustache.
That's just so, like, they make little trimmers for that, I thought.
Well, yeah, but they also don't last.
I use two. When I'm trimming my beard, I use two. I use the giant like hair thing with all the way back to trim this.
Yeah.
And then I use my Panasonic.
The little guy.
Phenomenal.
I probably should have used that because I have one that has both the little clipper that I could use for my mustache and also a round clipper for unsightly nose and ear hair.
Yeah, you took a riding mower to what is a patch of grass.
Exactly.
I have three. I use three. I use one for the schnoz.
Yeah.
But you know what I get regularly now, which is an exercise in pain, is I get my nose waxed. The inside of my nose waxed by Carl. Hey, it's great being married to an esthetician, though, because you get that kind of stuff. And I'm due for one
now. And also, not to really underscore how old I'm getting, but do you also trim your eyebrows?
Carla does. Okay, or she plucks them.
Yeah, she plucks them because I'll run the trimmer through those.
Then I tuck my penis behind me.
That's good.
Like in Silence.
You didn't need to specify. I knew what you meant.
But you wanna f- me? Oh, anyway, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I had to say. I'm just quoting the movie.
So that's where we're starting.
So gross.
That's where we're starting in segment one. But I when I go to the barber occasionally, he'll say eyebrows, and I'm like, yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Everybody gets
this. This is what you got to get. A Norelco one blade pro, and it's for your face. It's a trimmer for what you're trying to do.
Yes.
You get close without, like, I've done the whale clippers.
Wahl.
Right, the Wahl clippers.
Wahl. You saw that cartoon, didn't you?
We used to joke when we were kids, bring out the Wahl-A's. And we used to get haircuts that way. You don't trim your face with that thing.
Sure you can. If you're careful, and you know what? The problem was...
I do, because the setting, when I put the lever all the way back for me, is perfect for my little white beard.
But the problem was, is today I was in a hurry and not paying a careful attention, and the normal of the clipper, when I got to above my mustache, went, and it kind of sucked my lip up into it.
And so is your lip, upper lip?
Yeah, I got a nasty cut.
He's got no hair. From about 3 millimeters from his lip to the
he got some vish lips too. Rob's got like salami lips.
Yeah. Wow. Well, thank you.
Well, you do. I mean,
women
would
love your lips.
I'm an excellent kisser. Oscar will tell you.
Yeah.
But the problem is.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
But the
big
problem,
smooch. That's what I call him in the hall.
Big smooch. That's my rap name.
Yeah.
Right.
But the problem is that it did. It sucked my lip in. I had to power down the thing, and I looked, and then immediately. Blood. Lots of blood. And
we got a gusher.
With all your various medications, is there anything that thins the blood?
I don't think I'm on a thinner right now. Protonix might thin it a little bit, but I normally am a pretty good clotter. And so it was bleeding to a point that, you know, I had that taste in my mouth. And, you know, you spit and there's blood in the sink. And I'm like, I got to do something about this. So
Hey, hold on a second. Hey, Pony, you have two shows playing live. Listener,
hold on a sec.
Yes, you can keep doing the show. Just Pony needs to do his job. That's all it is.
Okay,
how does that happen?
I don't know, Mike. I'm just using the tools I've been given by God.
Never ask Pony.
Never trim your beard in a hurry.
Hold on, wait.
Sometimes
you don't like conflict.
Yeah. So we have an overzealous automation system, and sometimes it likes to restart
the
track in the middle of what's playing.
This is the same old song. He blames the computer.
Yeah.
But he runs the computer. You're the master of the computer. You're just supposed to double check.
It's an overzealous system and an underzealous operator. It's a bad mix.
Pony.
Just take ownership. I should have double checked. That's all you have to say.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's definitely my fault.
That's all you have to say. No overzealous automating system. No mishmash of words.
Well, he asked what happened. Just I'm sorry. I won't explain things next time.
The explanation, as I hear it, is that there is a flaw in software that resulted in this problem.
Yeah, and I should have caught that flaw. So it is my fault. I should have noticed
Oscar's
that.
Oscar's looking a little skeptical here.
The way you answer questions is infuriating because accountability is job one.
Yes.
If I mess up something, I hope I'm the first to say I messed up something.
Right.
It's on me.
Mm-hmm. It's ultimately less painful.
Pony is in he's the 10th person to admit it, so he gives you some jargon that you have to like question, and then finally you get to the point of like, okay, this has happened in the past. I just have not highlighted it on the show because I don't want to do this.
I would look at it from this perspective, and this is my perspective, which is not as Oscar and Rob and Pony would tell our listeners, not obsessed with detail, but obsessed with customer service.
Yes.
And in my mind, the individuals who go to the very beginning of our show live and are watching it live because they don't want to miss the thing, they want to be the first people to get
most
it,
important
are the listeners,
we have. Yeah.
Are the most important, the people who should be the most overserved.
Catered to, yes, absolutely.
I totally agree with that. I absolutely agree with that. This was for the audio-only feed, which is it's difficult to monitor when we're doing a live show because we have three different live feeds. And that's my fault, and I apologize.
Okay.
All right.
Oscar, is that satisfactory to you?
I mean, that's as good as it gets.
So are people listening live, hearing two shows?
Yeah, I want to thank Ralph Rice. Well, not because he wrote in to me so I could tell you how to do your job. So what, Matt, fairness, like this has happened in the past, right?
If somebody didn't call in, would those shows have run for the entire duration?
Mm-hmm. Two shows at one time on the stream?
Sure.
Yes, all day.
Oh. Can't think of anything more horrible.
Yeah, how annoying, right? Why would you ever want to listen?
Just terribly, you know, why would you ever listen again?
Yeah, yeah. Matt, this is not an indictment on you. Right?
Certainly not.
You have a tendency to blame the software when there's an operator that checks the software.
Yes, and again, I apologize. I thought he was asking what happened, not like who was to blame. Obviously, this is my fault.
This is where Matt drives me nuts.
Yeah,
he takes
one
level
things.
Of your question
and runs,
and then
with,
runs
it.
With it.
Yeah.
So he's technically right because he asked what happened. So he's telling you what happened, but you weren't asking what happened. You were asking what happened.
Yeah.
I was curious about when you say there's a flaw in the software.
It's him.
That's the flaw.
He's the flaw. He doesn't double check it.
Sure. I don't know what else to say. I apologize, and this is my fault. I admit it. Hey,
look at this guy. The hostility.
It shouldn't really be an admission. It's sort of rather plain and clear.
This is the 10th time this has happened. This is the first time I'm bringing it up on air. I don't know why you're mad at me.
I'm not mad. I am a little annoyed because I've just told you that, yes, it is my fault.
And
I
yourself?
Apologize. And it keeps, this just keeps going.
Are you
going.
Annoyed at yourself?
I'm annoyed with a lot of things, myself included.
If you were to rank them.
No, hold on. I want to explore this a little. We don't get a chance to do this.
No,
right.
No.
Purge our demons to an extent. Mm. So what, you know, you don't need to prioritize them, but if you could just randomly, you know, throw out a few things that annoy you, that would be great.
Let's see. I'm annoyed by traffic. I'm annoyed by people who make weird, unreasonable demands.
Who would that be?
I'd love to hear.
You know what? It's not really those people's fault. I understand that because they don't necessarily understand how everything works. So, of course, they would make a demand that might be unreasonable and not realize it.
Now, when you say unreasonable, out of your purview?
Yeah, or things that are not possible or that are like technical demands.
Would there be an individual who would do that more than anybody else?
Maybe occasionally has a tendency
Shannon?
To ask for a thing that might be like really
that's really strange.
Extremely
I can't
difficult.
Do it. Stop.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have a nervous
this
breakdown.
Is what annoys me more than anything.
What annoys me more than is when the conversation
because it's hard to explain things to you in
no
a way
it's
that
not
you're not gonna
it's
get
not
angry.
If you have if you just lay it on me. I'm not here to make any
what did
summary
Shannon
judgments.
Ask you for that's just it's, a bridge too far.
Oh, like, it's just like random things like changing a thing that will require like weeks or months of work to change. It's little things. I can't think of something like right off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But that's the idea.
Yeah. That's your answer, America.
Mike.
Thank you.
This has been Matt Bloom.
Yeah.
So I'm bleeding profusely from my lip.
Thank you. No, don't go back to this yet. I'm sorry. Hate conflict?
No, you just said you can't do it anymore. I was trying to help out.
No, you don't like conflict. Be honest.
I need honesty
on this show.
I don't like conflict,
you hate
but I
any
also,
kind.
I'm here to help out, and you said you were done with this.
Helping out is to stay on this so I can purge my psyche. Helping out is not to say, anyway... Okay. Like you would do if you ran the show. And let's go anyway. It's just sometimes I can understand how one person, Oscar, expresses almost screaming frustration with that conversation, as brief as it was, on the air that it was, you know? And I just sometimes I reflect on that. And realize, you know, when we get the feedback, you know, I love it when Pony has a line. It just sometimes drives
well, look,
me crazy.
In fairness to Matt, and Matt, you would say, you can disagree or agree. It's up to you.
Right.
I feel like a lot of this technical side, these growing pains, I've kept off air. I just text you.
Yeah, generally speaking.
Well, when's the last time I brought something up about the stream being double streamed? And I just text you and not say anything on air.
I sent you a text, Oscar,
okay,
about
you,
this that
you,
I think will solve
like 6 months.
Yeah, 6 months, okay. Right?
Yeah.
Sure. So Matt, right?
Yes.
In 6 months,
mm-hmm.
In a year, I could go back through my text and give you the quantitative proof that this has happened a handful of times.
Yes.
And every time you say, give me the same line about this overzealous server. And I said, hey, please, as part of your SOP, please double check when it launches to make sure it's not double playing.
Yes.
If it's actually the server, right?
Yes.
And you said, great, yes.
So that listeners don't need to hear two shows running at the same time, which probably would be one of the most annoying things
it's
in the world.
Terrible.
That went on and on.
Instant tune out, yeah.
And you said, I gotcha.
Especially if it is the overzealous server or procedure that's happening, it would almost require daily checks.
Well, that's part of his SOP.
And it should be, yes.
Yes, correct. I don't know what else to say about that.
So
you're
it didn't
correct.
Happen today.
It did not happen today, no.
Okay.
Then we know nothing's broken.
Correct.
That's it. It won't happen again.
Yeah, yes it will.
Probably will. Actually.
We're not the monsters.
No.
We speaking are not of, the monsters.
Look, systemic issues. Yes. Speaking of systemic issues, one last little thing. About. Oh, by the way, we will have Reed Galen on the show
Monday
to talk about, what the election means and what it's all about and all that. I've been listening to Talking Heads for the last couple of days, so much so that, God love them, they're padding as... I'm just curious, having been to the state of Nevada many, many times, both in Reno and Las Vegas, and having lots of listeners in that state, I'm just curious, how do I say this gently? I don't want to have too many edits, so I want to keep this clean.
Mm-hmm.
What the f*** is wrong with that? I mean, why do you have states that can say, okay, the election's over, here it is, poof, and then you have states that say, we're not done yet, we're getting these ballots, we're getting these ballots, we're getting these ballots. I just don't get it. Mm. It does not correct, just let me have my say, and then hopefully you can answer this question for me. Does not every state, almost every state, have early voting, mail-in voting, same-day voting? Don't most of them have that?
Yes.
So why do we have 80% of the vote counted for 48 hours? It doesn't make sense to me, especially when you are dealing with, this is the problem with so many things in this country. The state of the balance of power in the United States of America hangs on these complete dullards that have systems that don't work. I think America deserves to have an election night where by midnight we know the answer. By midnight or a certain amount of hours after the polls close, they know. And if we had the same kind where every vote was handled the same way, where it was done with a database, where everybody knew, aren't we beyond this where, well, the states have to... No, it should be... If it's
are
a
they
federal
the same,
election...
Because they're the same states that seem to drag their feet every time.
They seem to dick around. Now, Pennsylvania, which was, I remember, a draggy state the last time we had an election, they fixed things, right?
Yeah.
They got the vote in early, 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 and it was done. You get, now, I know they're close. They're close votes everywhere. I just don't. And if they're razor thin, like if you're talking about 5,000 votes,
right.
I completely understand why that might be slowed down. But it's just on and on and on, and it frustrates the hell out of me. It really, really does.
I understand. And the problem that we really face is that if it's the same states over and over again, and then there's other states that get it right,
yeah.
Why can't they collude and figure out a system that works? I mean, it's not like it's an uncrackable nut.
Especially after the last couple of elections,
yes.
Where it's been problematic. Especially after election deniers across the country have said, you know, this is being fixed. And it's just,
you know what Nevada should use is they should use computers. That would fix
instead
it.
Instead of the wooden, yeah. The wooden box with
they
the
should
wooden
find,
box.
With they
the
should curtain. Find some overzealous computers.
Exactly. Exactly is what they need. Then you can vote twice at once.
Yeah. And as a Democrat, I just want to say the fact that it might control of the Senate might come down to Georgia is, you know, great.
Well, they're doing the runoff, and I know that... the Von Hermans are going to vote enthusiastically in the runoff as well, as they voted in the first one.
You know, that'll be the tipping point.
It will. That's two votes and three dogs. That'll do it.
Absolutely. That'll be fantastic. All right. It frustrates me. I watch it all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, Carla, I think, indicated me, just turn that off. Yeah, turn it off, because they repeat themselves. These people that work on these news channels that are up, you know, for 72 hours, God love them. They're trying to pad. But, I mean, how often can you sit there and go back to Arizona and Nevada and just say, what the hell's going on? At least even in Georgia. Well, that's another one in Georgia.
Yeah.
It'd probably take a long time, too, because they now have to do it all over again. Thank you, Georgia. You know, what a wonderful law to have in your state that people that took the time and made the effort to get out to the f***ing polling places get to go all over again because the guy that won the most votes didn't get the 50%. A lot of elections have been won by people that didn't get 50%.
Yeah. Presidential
elections.
Especially
if they're multiple candidates, right?
So yeah.
I'm frustrated. Are you frustrated, Oscar, at that at all?
Well... This is what is interesting to me, is that you have a state like Pennsylvania, even with their certification in Philadelphia where they had to hand count the paper ballots.
The Keystone State.
Right?
Yes.
You remember that? You saw that during the election? We're like, in Philadelphia, they're going to count every ballot.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow, they can't get it right in Arizona or Nevada. They can't get it.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Do you need more volunteers? Let's send them.
Yeah, proctors. They need proctors.
Yeah, more people. It's like being it's like going to my local Walmart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When it's a crowded Saturday.
If we can beam this show to TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, and our stream twice at the same time.
Twice as
good. Still mad about
they should
that.
Be able to count the votes.
Exactly.
By the way, I believe that I will take an opportunity the next time it happens to seek out the general manager of our local Walmart and take on a British accent and walk up and go, excuse me, may I have a word? I'm very curious as to why there are 14 checkout counters and you have two people checking out 1,400 people. Could you explain that to me, why there are 14 bays, there is a self-checkout area as well, with a line that goes back to the frozen food section, and you don't seem to have anyone with any urgency, and I also see multiple employees standing around
milling,
chatting.
Yeah.
I'm just curious to, I'd love to see, like, so that's
can
what
I portray the manager to that question?
Sure.
Okay. Cutbacks!
No, but there are people in the store. And there are people in the store
milling.
That are not. By the way,
they're
I
stocking.
Don't think.
They might not be. They might not be, as we call a part-time food
they're
clerk.
Stock, which they're is, stock jockeys.
Yeah, they're stock
jockeys.
When
you have 400 people checking out at the same time, and you come up to aisle number 5,
right.
And the light's on,
right.
That person says, I'm out. That is the inmates running the asylum, because it should not be allowed until things get quiet.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion, but perhaps they have regulations and rules as to the way they they handle
certain
people.
Sure. You have to have a certain amount, and I know because I went through the training, Mike. Certain people have to be trained to be a checker, because you have to know codes and things like
Mike,
that.
Mike, look, for what it's worth, I know that we just had 11,000 people laid off from Facebook. Half of the Twitter employees are gone. Big Tech is at a massive clip, and they were 10 to 15% of their workforce.
There's a reason why all that's happening in big tech.
Yes, they're not making enough money, and they have an obligation to the shareholders, so they got to trim the fat.
Right.
And that, unfortunately, is going to affect all the downstream businesses. Not right away. In 3 months, you're going to see a lot of that talent pool, not just programmers, but operators, managers, that they won't be able to go to another tech firm that's a blue chip, or they'll go a little lower, maybe out of tech, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's sad because the market dynamics, and also some operators we still don't know what Meta's going to yield, but you still have an obligation to your stockholders.
Would you explain for the novices like me what Meta is, please?
Yeah, it's virtual reality world.
It owns Facebook.
Yeah, it's Ready Player One. It's formerly known as Facebook is Meta. And they put in roughly $9 billion, if not more, maybe eight, I don't know, not even nine, I'm sorry, $80 billion, like a ton of money. The majority of the money was bet on the metaverse, which is living in virtual reality. That's the best way to put it. And it's the technology and the headsets just aren't there yet. Like, they're too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
The prices come down, but it's not like going out and playing a video game. So we're early on that. And I don't know if it's going to work. I have no idea.
You know, you may be confused about, or concerned, I should say, about the metaverse.
Yes.
After the election, I'm concerned about the Memetverse.
You shouldn't be. This is the first time we're safe.
I get it. But I start thinking, and I'm happy we're talking about this, because, you know, it's the economy, and it has to do with a lot of within the concerns of the general population is the economy. What I thought was interesting.
It's the economy, stupid.
What I thought was interesting is that you have all of these.
Mike speaks in sound bites.
We have a lot of people that, frankly, are probably A-plus performers now looking for jobs.
Right.
Take a bite out of crime.
And
where's the beef?
Don't you remember? This has happened so fast, because I feel like it was 3 months ago that people in Silicon Valley and across the country have been fighting not to come back to work.
Right.
You talked about that a few times.
What do you mean they got their wish?
They didn't want to come back to work. Now they're not coming back to work at all.
Yeah, you've talked about that a bunch.
Yeah. So what was surprising to me, and I couldn't even have forecasted this, was this fall from grace for these tech companies that had to act quick to triage the losses. And you're sitting here and you're like, I remember 3 to 6 months ago, we were talking about people never going back to their offices, or Facebook, Twitter, Apple having to negotiate with their employees to say, please come back for 3 days. Please come back. Please come back.
And a result of those negotiations are that costs became too high for workers, and now they just had to cut.
I think there has to be a fraction of that, and this is completely, you know, my opinion.
Theoretically,
there has to be a fraction of, okay, who's been a pain in my ass? And you start looking through names.
Yeah, 11,000 pains?
But it's not like that. It's much more arbitrary than that, is it not? It's much more like just, hey, you're a number.
Where are the redundancies? What divisions aren't making money? What is nice to have? What is must have?
And I have a question. Is that with 11,000 people cut, and that's a lot in any situation.
It's 13% of the workforce.
That's still a lot.
We can't even cut one.
But I'm curious.
No, we don't want to cut anybody.
I know, sure.
We want to bring people on.
With that cut.
I definitely want to bring people on.
With cut to that force, and it will take a while for us to see it, when it trickles down, how will it affect us as the Facebook consumer?
Now, hold on a sec. Breaking news. There's Michael.
Oh, hi, Michael.
Oh, looks like school's not important today.
Well, the school was, well, you know why.
Yeah, right? There's a hurricane.
Yeah.
You got a hurricane vacation.
Hi.
Hi.
What's going on?
I got a Call of Duty Warzone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did.
You did? Congratulations.
Congrats.
That's awesome.
That's very exciting. You having fun playing it?
Yes.
Ask him about the video game?
Can you ask him what he thinks about the economy? What do you think about the economy, Michael?
What do you think about the economy?
Right now?
Yeah, now. You go ahead. Anything you
can tell? I don't know the words to say.
I know, because it's new to you.
Tell us your feelings. Tell us your feelings.
Yeah. Do you think the economy's in bad shape?
I know.
Yeah, why?
We can't hear him.
Yeah, get closer to the mic.
Especially with Ukraine and Russia right now.
Yes!
Yes!
You're a baby genius! Mm-hmm. Because Ukraine is the breadbasket of the world, and it's affecting our overall cost of food.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're a genius.
And what about inflation? Is inflation an issue?
Do you know what inflation is?
Yeah, it's money going up.
Yes.
Cost going.
Yes.
I learned about that in school.
It's also your father's weight.
Fantastic. Stop it.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
You did. Balloons.
Definitely with gas prices and stuff. Especially remember when we were in where were we again?
The Ukraine.
I forgot where we went.
In Russia.
No, they didn't go to Russia.
They didn't go to Russia.
No.
You mean the Bahamas?
Wyoming.
Yeah, in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he remembers that.
Remember how that our guy who drove us?
Remember, that was
it was $8 for gas.
Whoa.
He remembers that.
Yes.
Wow.
I love this kid.
He's so smart.
Yeah, over there, because their prices are higher than the United States.
Yeah.
The price, it was $8 a gallon for gas over there. I remember that. That's a very big, very good. Any historical facts you want to lay on us before you go back to your game? Anything history-wise that you would like to discuss, since you're still loving history, right?
Yes.
Anything you're learning in school that you'd like to... Any fact? You usually like to spill those out to me occasionally.
It doesn't have to be fun.
If you... if you're ever...
In the mic.
If you're ever multiplying by 11, let's do 3 times 11. That's going to be 33. So you basically replace the 10 and the 1 with the number... that's in front of it.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's a math hack.
Thank it is. Yes. It's a life.
Appreciate
hack.
That. I'll take that to my grave.
And you like math, right?
Yes.
Are you forced? Are you still forced to memorize times tables?
Do you have to memorize your multiplication?
All of that stuff, or do you noodle it through in your head?
Into the microphone.
Into the microphone.
I know a lot of them, but some I don't know. So I'm still learning.
You're still working.
You're trying to memorize them still?
And it's very helpful to learn up to 12. After that, you can sort of fake it after that, but you should know all your times tables up to 12.
And Michael, you're not forced. You want to learn your times tables. You love math.
Yeah.
And division. We're learning division.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. But your favorite class is history? Is that your favorite subject?
We don't do history in third grade.
You tell your teacher those who do not understand history are doomed to repeat it.
You understand what that means?
Yes.
What does it mean?
Fool me twice. Shame on me.
Remember when...
You know the microphone?
I'm pretty sure what he just said is because remember how for the election for Florida, how Charlie... Chris said, if you don't teach history, history will repeat itself.
There you go.
Same thing, yeah.
Look at this guy. Yeah. Yes,
awesome. And how did Charlie do in the election?
He got smoked.
You rock.
So true.
Unfortunately. Right, get out of here.
The Suez Canal really got him.
Yeah, it did.
He got smoked. He did.
Yeah. Smoked.
I love that guy.
He got smoked. Love He's you. The best.
So he earned it. I didn't understand. There was some sort of honor in Call of Duty that he got.
Yeah, badge of honor.
Oh, that's cool.
One of his virtual goods.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's blowing people apart. Hopefully that won't.
Those people got smoked.
Issues down. Smoked the election. That's exactly what had happened. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're so proud of everybody. The Republicans did well in Florida. We'll take a break. We got to talk about artificial fertility later.
Michael Mara, New Orleans, Sharon, Bailey, Angeline, Jim, Amato, Dennis, Murphy, Polly, Christine, Oscar, Shannon, Pony, Carrie, Dan, O'Brien, shirts are scary, get your tickets while you can, say hello to Tony Lamb, Gusarito, Skinny Rob, Chris, Bob, Teddy, Condo, Bob, Carla, Twitch, and Dirk, and Reese, and a thousand staff by me.
Come out and see the whole gang at the TMOS Live Show, April 15th, 2023, at the House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana. For tickets, go to MikeOMaraShow.com. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to tell you about Cornerstone First Financial. You know that the rates, consumer debt, and the rates have increased to historic numbers. There's a lot of home equity out there that homeowners currently have, and it might be a good time to consider tapping into it. Home equity can take care of some problems for you to save money every month. According to my good friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial, just because you have low interest rates doesn't mean you shouldn't refinance and take cash out to save money. If you were to wrap in different kinds of loans to consolidate credit cards, student loans, maybe some car loans as well, even with a higher interest rate, if cash flow relief is the priority and you want to get your head above water, the rate is irrelevant. Credit cards and second mortgages are in the double digits, and in some cases, the cash out is tax deductible. Call now to check out what these guys can do for you, because they are the best. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, call Cornerstone First Financial today, the number one rated mortgage company of all TMOS listeners. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, and we start with Jennifer Aniston today. She spoke candidly about something that one of our own guys is dealing with right now, pregnancy.
Yes.
In a new interview with Allure magazine with some photos that are just absolutely wonderful. She's a truly gorgeous woman who still is super stunning.
Until a few weeks ago, I thought Allure was a fishing magazine. It's not.
No. Yeah, that's very funny.
It's not.
She, it's great to, you know, be rolling into a story and have that joke.
Let me tell you this bad joke, Mike, and stop you in your tracks.
Maybe a little less of that, a little more updating the Cornerstone copy. She even admitted that, I can say the same thing 6 weeks in a row. That's fine. No problem. She even admitted that she really tried to get pregnant in her late 30s and early 40s. She said, quote, "I was going through IVF." We'll talk about that later. Drinking Chinese teas, you name it. I was throwing everything at it. I would have given anything if someone had said to me, freeze your eggs, do yourself a favor. You just don't think it. She added, quote, "So here I am today. The ship has sailed." It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Jennifer said she has zero regrets about her efforts and is even relieved that it's over in a sense because, quote, "I don't have to think about that anymore." She also confronted talk in the media that she was selfish for not having kids. Nobody has a right to say that about her. Here's the quote. "I just cared about my career, and God forbid a woman is successful and doesn't have a child." Yeah, I get that.
Did she ever marry? She never married, did she?
She did.
I don't think so.
Divorced.
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, was she? She married Brad Pitt.
Yeah, I know she dated Brad Pitt. And then she married the other gentleman from What's that Apple series like on the Mosquito Coast or something like that?
I don't know. I don't know.
The reason my husband left me, why we broke up and ended our marriage, was because I wouldn't give him a kid. It was absolute lies. I don't have anything to hide at this point. So, you know what? There's a lady that has been in the public eye, and I think for, you know, almost her whole adult life, and she has handled it with a great deal of grace and dignity. Yes. And I think she's just scary talented.
Yes.
I love seeing her on screen. I'm a big fan, and you know, more power to her. I'm Team Jennifer all the way. Agreed. Always have. Yeah. This might not help John Mayer shed his dubious image when it comes to women. Over the weekend, he was spotted having dinner with Kiernan Shipka, The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. I don't know that show. Do you know this Kiernan Shipka?
Yeah, the only reason I know is because this popped up on my feed from TMZ, and I said, man, this guy's being railroaded left and right. Taylor Swift's writing songs about him.
Yeah.
Now he's dating this young starlet. And
well, he's 45 and she's 22.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah. I can't imagine putting up with that.
Get in line. Last we checked, this is the same thing happened to Leonardo DiCaprio when he was dating all the young starlets.
Yeah, it would be better if John Mayer dated Leonardo DiCaprio. One would talk about that. Yeah, I'd watch that.
they went to a joint called Giorgio Baldi in Santa Monica, and after they left, they got in separate cars. But a block away from the restaurant, both cars stopped, and Kiernan got into John's vehicle. He knows that.
Of course.
If they're a block away from the restaurant, he knows they're shooting him.
Mike, this is exactly how they planned it.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
of course.
That probably gets the buzz. They're not idiots.
And
they
the picture was taken
this.
By Tom Hanks. Did you know that?
Promoting his latest venture. Dave Chappelle is hosting Saturday Night Live this weekend. It sounds like some people aren't happy about it. I don't know whether this is BS or not, but a source, questionable, told the New York Post, questionable, that several writers are refusing to participate this week because of comments Dave has made about the LGBTQ community. It would seem to me people in the comedy writing business would really be the last people who would
bail
part of that whole
them,
cancel deal.
I tell you what, last week's Saturday Night Live, I wish some writers refused to write on that one.
None of the cast are boycotting. A rep for Chappelle told the Post that there was nothing to suggest a boycott when they attended a writer's meeting earlier this week. Here's the quote. The room was full of writers. They all pitched ideas, and they seemed very excited about it. Dave is looking to have some fun. I don't know. I think they're just manufacturing.
You could ask Lauren. It's that thing where you create a story that doesn't really exist.
That will get some buzz, Mr. Powers. There we are. Is this bad parenting, or are people overreacting? I ask you, gentlemen. A mom in Iowa posted a TikTok video after she and her husband took their kid to Hooters for his fifth birthday. Some people think that's inappropriate. His name is Xander. And for what it's worth, looks like he had a pretty good time. The waitresses did their birthday thing where he had to stand on a chair and flap his arms like a bird while they sang to him. The New York Post did a big write-up with the headline, Mom Blasted for Taking Her Son to Hooters. But most of the TikTok comments are pretty positive. A lot of people made jokes like, living the dream, or that dad got to choose the restaurant this year. Other people claimed it's just a normal birthday in more rural spots that don't have a ton of restaurants.
My cousin Adriana, for her 10th birthday, had a full-fledged birthday party at Hooters. And I remember going to the party, and I'd never been to a Hooters before.
Right.
And I sat there and I said, this is the most glorious place in the world. I don't understand why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling because I'm so little, but
how
I
old
love
were
it
you?
Here. I was 10.
10.
Yeah.
A dream.
There was like 20 10-year-olds there, boy and girl cousins. And then all my uncles in the corner on their own table drinking beers.
Yeah, pitchers of beer. And sure.
We're there with our kid's birthday party, and all the moms thought this was normal.
How uptight are we as a country, though?
It was weird.
I mean, how uptight are we as a country? Not that, you know, if it's your cup of tea, I don't care if it is or it isn't. But to sit there and, you know, blow back, outrage.
Who are we to shame these women? They're just trying to work their way through nursing school.
Right.
Don't put them in. It's just college, if you want to go to Hooters, they've got clothes on. Yeah. They're showing their legs and cleavage.
They're pursuing their masters.
So
what? Yeah, when I was 10, you know, birthdays are more of a thing now than when I was little. Because I remember when I was 10, it was such a big deal when my dad took me to Mons Venus. And it was... delicious cake.
Yeah, but you also had to have the big talk. You're like, this is the labia. You don't pull on that. You know, you had to-
That was my 12th birthday. What the hell's the matter?
No, that was your 22nd.
Still waiting for the talk.
In a new survey, 94% of Americans said they're not currently living in their dream home. But everyone has a different idea of what that would look like.
Oscar raised his hand.
For example, 28% of people say their dream home would be in the burbs. 22% would prefer a beachside home, maybe not down here. 20% say their dream home is out in the country. 15% want to be in the heart of the city. There's Oscar.
Yes.
And another 15% want to live in the mountains. People are being realistic. While some said their dream home would be a multi-million dollar mansion, the majority of people say their dream home would cost $500,000 or less. And the most popular dream amenities are a home with a view. That's my numero.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
A big backyard, a large family room, a front porch or a balcony, privacy, a hobby room, and a home theater. View is my number one.
My dream home is actually, you could buy it from Mattel. It's the Barbie dream home because it had an elevator. Yeah. It was nice. Mm-hmm. Just
pull
the string.
And you could stay in Leesburg.
That's right. And how you turned it would depend on your view.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful view. I really wish I gave it up to have more house. I gave my view up to have more.
You sacrifice for your family.
Yes.
But I'll tell you, that's what I miss down here. You know what I miss down here? Not only a view that gets me sunrise.
Yeah.
I like an eastern exposure, as they call it.
Isn't a view overrated in Florida at this point?
It's
closer to the water.
I don't want to be closer to the water.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What kind of view can you get?
Well, you can get a view over a field or a lake or something. Well, yeah, maybe. Okay. But I mean, it's not so important to me. But if you ask me what would be number one for my dream house, it would be a view. Absolutely.
But Mike,
100%,
as you get older and lose your vision, the view isn't as important.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Rob. That's very kind of you. And now a little something. A nude cruise has taken to the waters of Sydney Harbour, Australia, to encourage body positivity and help change how society views the naked body. But not everyone is on board. Here seems to be a theme on today's news. The cruise by Get Naked Australia, an organization that promotes the practice of being naked in nature, attracted much attention over the weekend. Supporters have labeled it an act of freedom and good fun, but the others, the uptight ones, accuse those involved of being crazy with no shame. One person complained on social that there was no thought for those on the other boats, children, or anyone else that matters. A supporter said that it was really a diverse group of people, and also everybody was there about body positivity, and everyone's bodies are beautiful. And if you've ever been to a nudist group, we've had them on the old show. Mm-hmm. And
we've come a long way.
If you want to be titillated, nudist colonies are not the places to go. Yeah.
So true.
They even have those anymore. Yeah. So they're doing it. It's the nude cruise in Australia. The cruise is roughly the same cost as other cruises. However, there is a surcharge for washing the cushions.
There you go.
I want it.
Remember, Mike, when we did did the broadcast from Whitetail or whatever that nude resort was, and they said it's courtesy to bring your own towel.
When you're sitting on one of the chairs. Ew. Why is this slippery?
Oh, gross.
We'll be right back.
Who is the captain now?
Hi.
My name is...
Huh?
My name is...
What?
My name is...
Rob Spiewak.
Excuse me. Can I have the attention of the audience for 1 second? Hi, kids. You see, now he's real skinny, but he used to be fat. He works with Pony, but he calls him Matt. He raps on the podcast about this and that. Adjusts the thermostat with a baseball bat. I don't know. What the f*** was Rob thinking with that every night drinking? Nearly killed his liver swimming in a vodka lemonade river. Thinking about it makes me shiver. I'm talking about Spiewak. Now, he's on the right track, but here comes the blowback. So you're a big spender. Use the show shopping center. Click the banner to order. Get yourself a recorder. MichaelMaraShow.com is the website to click on. Let your troubles be bygone. The conclusion is foregone. What time does the show come on?
Don't forget, shop online. online through the TMOS portal by clicking the banner at michaelmaroshow.com. A little something for you and a little something for them. Click it now, you fools.
Hi, my name is...
I got so into that, I didn't turn my microphone on.
It's a great
record.
A
great job by Twitch, Mark Riddell, and his daughter on that one. Thank you very much.
I think that's Rachel on that one, yeah.
Good. Let's talk about the one thing that might be missing from your daily routine, hydration. Liquid IV fuels your everyday well-being by helping you stay hydrated. In just one stick, you get five essential vitamins that you're hydrating two times faster than water alone. Cooler weather makes it easier to miss the signs of dehydration. You think, hey, I'm not going to get dehydrated. It's cool out. You can still overheat. You can still perspire. It's even more important to stay hydrated. Hydration is also essential when traveling, so don't take a long-haul flight without Liquid IV. It's made with premium ingredients, and it's non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Plus, Liquid IV is on a mission to change the world. Liquid IV has donated over 25 million servings in over 50 countries around the world. Plus, it's delicious. It's a great way to start your day, so be like me. Drink Liquid IV. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Okay, yesterday was the day, and I've been trying to get to this from the beginning. Oscar Santana across the street, how did everything go as you are? And thank you, seriously, for... sharing this little journey with us.
Is it personal? I didn't know it was personal.
It's a personal journey.
It is.
And for you and your wife. And I think that I honor whatever you want to talk about and what you don't want to talk about.
I think it'd be disingenuous to come in here like, I'm not talking about that. And I don't want to make it about us. It's new to us. I don't know what's going on with, we want to have a baby. We've been trying to have a baby. It hasn't been that emotional because we're so busy at work. So I don't know if I put a baby in the corner of a studio in a little kid corral, and then I don't know what happens. I don't even know how we'd raise them at this point. But
well, we'd have to move we'd have to move the dog bed.
I had a baby. You are Shecky today, aren't you?
He's right. We would. There's a big dog bed where the baby would be.
Exactly.
Yes. No. Remember I had the baby? I mean, the baby was hanging around.
But you also have Carla. You know, mm-hmm. and
it was your house too.
It was your house.
But the event, what I'm saying is, the advantage you would have would be
we have a family.
You're the
here.
Founder of the company.
Correct.
B, you and your wife both work here.
Correct.
And she has the flexibility to kind of deal with what she has to deal with.
Fair.
And and you guys can kind of split the duty. So
a little stressful.
I don't know why we're talking about that as
we don't
right
have
now,
a baby yet. Yes,
but. Let
the comedy ensue.
I'm just curious about why you brought that negative up right at the beginning. You've already answered that question, and the answer is yes.
You'll
we'll
figure
handle
it. Out.
Let's figure it out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen. All right. Very good.
For those of you not in the know, depending on your insurance policy in the state you live in, certain aspects of fertility treatments are covered. Another, and it's just clear that you have to deal with. That there's a certain level of investment if insurance doesn't cover it. In our case in DC, insurance doesn't cover it, right? So you have to go to a private center.
What if you were still in Maryland? Would it cover it there? Or
probably.
Do you know?
Okay. Well, I don't look back at the past. I'm not moving. This is where I live. This is where the business is. Moving on. Go. There's a clinic that opened across the street, not three blocks from here. Three blocks, 300 feet from here.
Yeah, literally
yes,
across the
yes.
street.
So
well,
I,
that's convenient.
Yeah, it's convenient until, let me finish my story here. It's convenient until you realize what's done in there. Because I don't know enough about this until yesterday.
So, I have a thought, but I don't either. I'm curious.
I didn't know. So I was actually the protagonist. Like I told Chan, I said, this place just opened up. Please go by there. See what the story is, because I know we've been talking about this.
Get a pamphlet.
Right? Let's figure it out. So she's gone through her, I think you can freeze your eggs. You could make a baby. There's a lot of work that goes through this. She's done all her
detail
stuff.
Your car. They do it all.
The whole schmear, right?
That's right. That's full service.
Full service. probably the wrong term to use.
So you,
just say a million things on this show that actually annoy me, and then you say get a pamphlet. I can't stop laughing.
So
I don't know why. Idiot.
The place looks like
I'm an idiot.
It's built and it's set up like an Apple store for
cool
for babies to make babies.
I mean, I like because yes. When you say that, what that says to me is kind of clean, shiny,
modern.
You yes. walk in, mask, even in this day, like everybody's sterile. You write down.
That's
you know.
The problem, Mike. Everyone's sterile.
Well, it's a sterile environment. That's funny.
So I go. We recorded the show early yesterday, and I didn't know what to expect.
Did you bust in and say, I'm here?
No, I was 5 minutes late. I walk in, as usual, late. And I said, I'm sorry, I'm late. I was just finishing up a broadcast. And she said, fill this out. I said, okay. Took my information and then said, oh, we've been expecting you. And I said, okay.
She.
And then the doctor comes over, or nurse. I don't know. I didn't ask. And
but it was a lady.
A lady in a full, like, doctor suit with a mask on and lab coat. And
was it like a sexy a nurse like you would get at Party City?
And she takes me to what is... a closet of sin.
Jerkatorium.
Yeah.
And when I send you these pictures.
Oh my God.
The way they have you set
this
up.
This is fun.
This is a pervert's haven.
You know what the amazing thing is, Mike? If it's only 300 feet away, he almost doesn't need to go there to give a donation.
Well, I actually asked my wife afterwards because I've never paid $200 to beat off.
Oh no.
I'm not sure you can say that.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had to pay before I played because it definitely ran my
card. Did you go in there with the knowledge that you were going to have to do that?
I thought there'd be some counseling or talking.
But I mean, did you know at some point when you were going over there, you had to have an idea that you were going to have to give a sample?
I thought there'd be we'd get to know each other before they threw me in the sin bin I'm sending you all pictures to.
Sin bin!
God, I'm dying to see.
When I tell you that there is a room the size of a linen closet, with a 55-inch television, wireless headphones, and a laptop in front of a chair with what is a pee pad on it, because I guess, you know, in case there's an accident,
right,
for you to take care of business. And I'm not trying to be graphic. I apologize to our radio affiliate. This is...
They've come a long way, Mike.
Wow.
This is not the most comfortable place to do anything, because you already feel like... uncomfortable because they made it so comfortable. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and for one thing...
Yeah, well, it'd be better if it had a recliner.
Yeah, and the lighting is really not very intimate, is it?
Yeah.
Very sterile.
Yeah, that is just... and there's the little place to... Okay, it's very straightforward.
Yeah.
I'm sure this has been the same way for years and years and years. I bet it's the same exact way.
This is new to me.
Well, when I had my vasectomy,
but it looks like what I would expect, yes.
When I had my vasectomy, it wasn't this high tech.
Again.
It wasn't this high tech.
But you didn't have to go in and leave a sample.
Yeah, you're not leaving samples.
One time you do, to make sure it took.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, I get it.
And they actually have to do that twice, and the second time they said... You can do it at home if you can get it here in a half hour.
Can I ask this question about the room?
Yeah.
With all the technology and with the laptop and the big giant screen, was there easy access to what you needed visually
there?
Do
you think I touched any of that?
Smart.
No, I'm not using another man's laptop or another 300 men's laptop.
Yeah.
I'm not.
What did you do?
My mind. I'm not touching a
really?
Thing.
Really? You incredible.
Didn't even use your phone?
No, because... The walls are paper thin. All I heard was clucking in the hallways, and I heard.
What do you mean clucking? Burr.
You could hear everybody working around you. They didn't insulate the room. Yes. They're just everybody laughing, and I'm in there just focusing on my life, like I'm smuggling drugs across a border.
You say it's clean, yes. And it looks clean. The room looks clean.
If you look at where I'm supposed to. The little hole in the wall where I'm supposed to put the little specimen.
Okay, let me go to that one. All
right. Look at the stainless steel. The stainless steel okay, had stains on it.
That's odd that it would be. Oh, here's the hall.
That doesn't... Yeah, that looks like it's... Wow.
Yeah, this place should
it's be... got a big fingerprint.
It wasn't pristine.
What's the dealio with that?
Yeah.
It's like there's duct tape on one side of it.
Yeah, well, it was interesting.
Okay. So, but you were successful.
Where I think...
All I know is, Mike, is when he came off the elevator, when he came back, Shannon was in my office, and you can see the elevator from my office, and he held up a big thumbs up.
Your mind. I'm amazed by the mind.
I
don't know if I'd be able to do that when I was a young man.
I was more concerned with people busting in and like the Kool-Aid guy by accident.
Hey, buddy.
Because I had to lock the door and I didn't know if the door locked. There's a lot going on.
You know what? The number of times that I've been able to use my mind, I could probably count on one hand.
Two pro tips for anybody dealing with this at home.
Mike made another visit to the bank.
It's harder than you think. Because
that's good.
Because you're aiming.
Would have to be.
Aiming at a specific little specimen jar.
Yes.
For men. For those that know. And then two
jar.
You start having a lot of doubt once you see what we're donating to the cause.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I was dehydrated. And if I have to go back and pay another $200
So let me see if I can put this in a broadcast-friendly way. Production was not what you had hoped for?
Yeah, I think there was, what's the best way to put it? An overzealous server that didn't allow me to produce as much as I, give as much as I want to the cause.
I understand. Okay.
That's normal,
been nerves, tension,
don't need that. You don't need that.
Yeah, yeah.
You need one. That's all. Yeah. That's the way I understand it, and everything would be
I felt because I was abstinent. Yes.
This sounds like what's the next step?
I think there's probably a cigarette. Well, this is the thing. You should know when you walk out of the room.
Yes.
They all know. And they're all, at least in this assumption, they're all women. So you have two choices. You can sheepishly slink out of the place. What felt like.
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
100 yards.
I'd do the thing that, I'd tell you the look I would give. All right. This is for Western fans out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The look I would give the person at the front desk is the same look that Val Kilmer as Doc Holliday gives right before the shootout at the OK Corral starts, where he goes, hold on, I got to get a close up here.
He's moving and Mike is fixing his shot.
I would walk out into the lobby.
Yes.
And then I'd go.
I'm reviewing the pictures. Oscar sent us.
Yes.
Yes.
There's one thing suspiciously absent from this room.
Yes.
That I think would be key, and that is a sink.
There is. It's to the left.
Okay, you did not photograph
the sink.
Thank God.
There's a sink. There's towels for the floor. Mm-hmm. If you just are an animal. I was not an animal.
Good. A gentleman at best.
And when I walked out, because I heard people right outside my door, I knew I had to be either confident or just walk right out.
You had to be happy with the headphones. You had to be happy. Those are good headphones. You didn't use them, though.
Right? Mike, I don't need sweaty headphones.
I got it.
From another dude.
Okay. You know what?
But you have to own it.
And
yes, Mike, you used to. This is.
They spared no expense in the closet.
I like Sennheisers.
Yeah, but
what can I say?
Enough to help you?
Well, I don't
this
need...
This 5.1 Dolby is really making it go.
Yeah.
You know, I find audio is not all that. In fact, audio can be a turnoff for me.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because I think audio is kind of fake.
Yeah.
I don't like the audio. I'm fine with just, it's a visual. Men are visual.
In one exception, I always listen to this show. And I find that audio extraordinary.
This is the first step. Well, at least for me, this is probably the fifth step within our family process.
Let's come back and write. Let's wrap this up with the question. We have to take a break. I truly appreciate you, and I know the listeners do, with your forthrightness on this. And I want to ask about what the next steps will be. And it's not a cigarette, Rob. We will take a break. And we will.
It's all in the pamphlet, tend to that, Mike.
You just tend to your bloody lip.
Okay.
We'll come back with more right after this, lady.
So lightheaded.
Power 95. Twitch patrol lines are open. Hi, who is this?
I shouldn't tell you.
Why? Do I know you?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Is this Jim Amato?
No.
Have I had fun with you within the past 2 months?
Yes.
Okay, that cuts it down to 1,000. Are you Rick Scoville?
No.
Are you Jolene White?
No.
Are you Linda Herr?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm waiting for you to get tickets to the Mike O'Mara Live Show in New Orleans on April 15th at 8 p.m. at the House of Blues. Tickets are on sale to the general public on November 1st.
Because of you, I'll be in New Orleans.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. Right about now, seasonal excitement or dread is really starting to settle in, especially for small businesses. It's not too late to get your holiday mailing and shipping under control with Stamps.com. Sign up now and you'll be printing your own postage in minutes. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. You can get access to the USPS and UPS services you need to run your businesses right from your computer. No lines, no traffic, no hassle.
Come on.
And even save money with major discounts on USPS and UPS shipping rates, up to 86% off. All you need is a computer and printer. And if you need a package pickup, you can easily schedule it through your stamps.com dashboard. Here's what I want you to do. This holiday season, trade your late nights for silent nights and get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code TMOS for a special offer that includes a four-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and enter the code TMOS. All right, we're talking with Oscar about the experience. Mm-hmm. You've not only told us about it, but you've given us the visuals for it.
Yeah.
My question to you is, now you've done this, which I would imagine is quite a significant part of the fertility clinic experience.
Yes.
What is the next, what do they do after this?
They will run the tests on my genetics, if I'm actually fertile, if they're figuring out like what is the missing piece of the pie here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll break down to us what our options are. And there's a 50-50 probability where Shannon just says, I want to freeze my eggs, and that's all I want to do at the moment, depending on her. This is completely her choice.
Mm-hmm. But Jennifer Aniston alluded to, she wishes that she had done
correct.
That, so she does have the option down the road.
And also, I would recommend you using another facility than your freezer at home, because we know it's not a very reliable facility there.
Right.
Tiny.
I would like to have a baby, but I also, I can't. I think she wants to have a baby. I'm having dreams about babies. This is crazy.
What dream?
No, just like if we had kids.
Okay.
Right? But also, it's probably my age. I'm 44, and you start thinking about your mortality, and I just never thought I there was a piece of me that felt like maybe we would never have kids. And this path, while not the ideal path, is something I think that a lot of people are going through. And I want to thank, I won't mention names, when I briefly mentioned this, that we were thinking about doing this, a ton of listeners reached out, some close friends, and said that they had gone through this. And if we have any questions, please feel free to reach out. I'm still learning about it.
As a 20-year-old Oscar, yes. Go back, or 20 years ago.
Yes.
Did you think that there would be kids in your future? Did you always think you'd be a dad?
No, I've always wanted kids.
Okay.
But I always felt like the expense of children was...
But if you're 20, you're not thinking in those sort of practical notions.
Yeah, but also, in fairness, when you're 20, all you hear is your parents complaining about how expensive you are.
Yeah, yeah, true.
That's right. All you're getting, right?
Oh, so you that had an impact on you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And then,
all right, so you were saying, I don't necessarily want to deal with this, this expense.
Well, look, I know I sound like a monster saying that, but
no, you don't. No, there are a lot of people that have a variety of reasons for not wanting kids. I think that, it falls into the judge not lest ye be judged. You know, yeah. It's like with the Jennifer Aniston. You know, shut up. It's her decision. Yeah. Doesn't make her a selfish person. Yeah. There's some people that don't think they'll be good at it. There's some people that don't want to have that in their lives, you know.
And I don't judge
I'm okay
people.
With that.
Yeah, I knew that I would have kids because I need it for the organs.
Rob raised his children to facilitate his...
he was one of the first calls I said, is that you get to keep your liver a little while longer, buddy.
Can I get... I just need a third of your liver.
That's all. Just a slice, my good man.
Can I have your liver then? Can I have your liver then? There we go.
But yeah, this is not a very comfortable conversation to have on air, but I think it's important. And I probably started wanting kids and thinking about it at a high level like 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a nice, I guess, a good summer where we tried, and then it just wasn't the right time for whatever reason. And then in earnest, we've been talking about this, you know, privately for 6 months.
And she's on board with this.
Yes, yes.
Okay, all right.
But, you know, we'll take a day at a time. I think that where people are warning us is that you get so excited and then it could get frustrating.
That's a good, a wonderful piece of advice because you don't know.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of people get pregnant when they stop trying. When the pressure's off.
And I know, I have people in my life that I know that have done it, and it's, you know, it's the process.
Yeah.
And thank God, and I mean that there's technology available that people can do that. And I wish you guys the best of luck.
I do
too. Appreciate you being very honest and open about something that is a private thing. And it's really for people that are going, you're doing a lot. Look, when you're open and honest about this, what you do is you remove, even though I don't think there's a stigma.
Well, like you know
other
what it is?
Things are.
It's, you, you it's give people the confidence to.
But you and give I'm people foreign. The confidence.
I don't mean it that way. I just mean it's an unfamiliar process to a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, not the Omeras of the world.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's I don't think it's pregnant. Unfamiliar. I think there is just like if I'm doing that, it means something's wrong or whatever. When it's not.
It's
just
not
the
at
way
all.
It goes.
No.
And people get help all over the country with this type of thing. And I think it's very, very, very cool that you're doing it.
I told Shannon, I said, look. If everything goes south and you still want a baby, I'll ask Mike. She goes, what do you mean? I was like, he'll be getting people pregnant until he's 80.
Yep.
Like
I'm not sure.
you did not so long ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Without modern medicine. Let's
just say the last 5 or 6 years have been a pretty steady decline.
Oh. You
know? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it's, Daniel Plainview? Bone dry?
I lean before you. I bend before you prostrate of, it's just, I swear to God,
she
I
think could
mine's
catch
the size
you on
a soccer ball.
She
right
could
now.
Catch you on a good day.
Carla.
Oh not yeah. That's wife. What I meant.
Not my wife.
Yeah. My wife.
No, because you wouldn't. Well, we're talking about the. A donor situation.
Yeah, you're talented and
as
white.
As opposed to,
we're not gonna do
the big chill type of situation.
No. You'd be a donor.
Damn it. Anyway, okay, that's fine.
The big chill
what's
situation.
What's the big chill? Freezing?
No, just
no, big chills
love.
when they made movie together. That's great.
How you know what, Mike? It's sad that movie is so old now because it was very au courant for a while. Great soundtrack.
Not exactly the...
All right. I was trying to find the Brad scene in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and for some reason, they've eliminated
that. Don't be a
greedy
granny, Mike.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, Mike.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'd be happy to help.
Greedy granny.
We have to take a break.
First, Brett the Big Chill, then call me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Avocados from Mexico. We have to take a break. And
wow,
when we come
impressive.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we will have the Town of Sound right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. All right. You said it again. All right. Thank you very much.
If you're lost in America and need some laughs, pull off at the next exit for the latest bonus show.
When the rats see me, they know I mean business. Philly doesn't know they're mean and dirty.
Honest to God almighty.
All right, I'm willing to evolve. Settle down.
No, I'm not going to settle down,
you
Rob.
Settle down.
I don't know all the Senate races, but I know Scott Disick.
I'm the best man.
But I won't hold her hand.
iPads are horrible.
I'm a mushmouth.
The TMOS bonus show helps prevent breakdowns and delivers more laughs and smiles per mile. Load up on a subscription now at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Oh, by the way, our hairpiece secret is off.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you love drinking coffee every morning, and who doesn't, you have to check out Trade Coffee.
Mm.
There's my latest right there. Greater Foods Coffee Company. It's called Kickstart. I love this stuff. You're going to love Trade Coffee. It's a coffee subscription service that makes it simple for you to discover new coffees and make your best cup. Oh my God, I love the way this stuff
Even in the mailbox, it smells amazing, doesn't it? When it just arrives, great. It's great.
Discover new coffees and make your best cup of joe at home every day. Trade partners with the nation's top-rated independent roasters like Greater Foods Coffee Company. The nation's top independents that get you great coffee. Send it to your home and you are going to love it. They also send it on your preferred schedule. Plus, you get to support small local businesses. That's a win-win. Even if you are new to specialty coffee and need some help, Trade makes it easy and convenient to discover new coffees. They'll send you ground coffee or whole beans, and Trade guarantees you're going to love your first bag, or they'll send you a new one for free. Right now, I am drinking this wonderful Kickstart. It's a dark roasted full-bodied brew with notes of brown sugar and dark chocolate. I love it. Upgrade your coffee today with Trade Coffee and let them take the guesswork out of finding your perfect cup. That's drinktrade.com/TMOS for $30 off your subscription to the best coffees in the country. Remember, drinktrade.com/TMOS.
Sound Town. We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
Jeopardy on Tuesday night, I didn't hear this when it happened because I was watching it on the elliptical.
Big story all over the country. A lot of viral stuff with this, but I don't know what the big deal's about.
I loved seeing the fact that Mateo Roach is back. It's a champion week, and she's my favorite player in many years. Yeah. It's fun to see
her. She looks like your daughter.
She does look like my daughter, but she's also charming.
That's the only reason. It's because she looks like your daughter. Right?
No. I think she's a charming, fun player to watch. She does look like my daughter, but she's a charming.
I mean, she's lovely.
And she's very smart, and I like her strategy.
I think Julia's a little lovelier than her. But
well,
I mean,
Julia has a much better set of teeth.
Yeah.
If you want to get right down to it.
She's Canadian, too, isn't she?
Yes, and that's a problem.
Why are we
I know it is for you.
But anyway, Ken Jennings blew it. And the thing is they always, and you can always see in the fast crawl at the end of a game show, portions not affecting the outcome of the game may have been edited. But they left this in, which
I don't know
is
why they did.
Odd and very entertaining.
Well, because we're talking
normally
about
the human body.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not the personality of the game to leave something
yet.
Like this.
I haven't heard.
Okay,
I don't know.
So what happened is he did. You know, when they close out a board, they normally give a piece of trivia.
Yes,
but there was still a clue on the board.
Normally, the human body contains this number of chromosomal pairs. Amy,
what is 23?
That's correct. I don't know if you noticed, but the numbers in that category, 40, 23, 38, and 74, which is larger than all of them.
No.
Oh,
said the S word.
We'll just pretend. Amy, select again.
I'll do number, please, for 200.
All right, so the big to-do is that the S word went out?
Well, yeah, they
messed it up.
Yeah.
That's not on Ken Jennings. That's whoever's editing the show.
Yeah, and the thing is they actually give them a reset. This would have been an easy edit to fix, but they left it in, and it puzzles me a little. That's
and the contestant helps Ken Jennings out by staying in the same category.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Getting it over with.
But also, he already revealed the number 40, right?
Quiz show.
Yeah, so.
Matthew 4 says Jesus fasted for this many days and nights in the wilderness, and he was hungry after. Well, yeah. Matt.
What's 40?
That's correct. Now, I suspect you didn't notice this. The numbers that were the responses in that category, 40, 23, 38, and then 74, which is larger than any of them, may be of specific relevance to your Jeopardy streak.
So he had already said 40, and so all the person had to do was ring in to get it. So
it doesn't happen very often, but it happens. I mean, it's tough.
I wouldn't be able
to host Jeopardy.
It probably happens more often than we know.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. It's all the time.
And if I was on Jeopardy, I certainly couldn't post a promo for it on my Facebook page.
Mike, I love this. This is a little girl doing the Pledge of Allegiance, but it's not the United States for her. It's the United Stakes, which is cute enough as it is. But also, you know, she learned this at school because listen to the last line of the pledge.
But the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, for liberty and justice for all. You may have a seat.
You Aww. May have a seat.
Yes, I love it. She's adorable.
That's sweet.
I love that.
Now, last night, my dream came true. Not only was it the 56th annual Country Music Awards, it was hosted by Luke Bryan and Peyton Manning. Oh. Yay!
Wow.
Peyton's everywhere.
Jesus. And so, Mike, here's what you need to do is blow this up when you need to. But here is their opening remarks where they roast each other.
I'm such a big fan of you, Luke.
Thanks, Peyton.
Do you mind? I was talking to Luke Combs.
It's a low bar for Peyton.
Wow. They can't do any better than that.
No.
Well,
that's
I guess, you know.
But also, the fact is, isn't there a country music award ceremony like every 10 days now?
There are like seven, like Grand Ole Opry, CMT.
Yeah, they're all the time, the time.
Who's Peyton Manning? Because he's a fan? Is that why? I mean, he doesn't sing.
I think he's a big friend. I think he's friends with Luke Bryan. I think they're buddies.
It's all blown up, but I'm going to hit it again.
Okay, just to be sure. Did you hear Prince Charles get egged?
I saw
not
it.
Prince
I did
Charles,
not hear
King
it.
Charles.
King
I
Charles.
Say.
King Charles.
You actually, he was missed, and you hear two eggs crack here, and the crowd goes nuts. He was not hit, but they whizzed right by his face.
They got the guy.
Yeah, right away.
Duct taped his legs. Guy's screaming.
Not my king.
Calm yourself down. Calm yourself down.
So anyway.
And King Charles said after that, he said, if they had possibly saved the eggs, we would have been able to make an omelet. Thank you.
That's what he likes. Mm-hmm. Now, this poor guy, he posted this on TikTok. He's an idiot. He can't read a shopping list because his wife numbered the items on the shopping list. Like one, there's an item. Two, there's an item. And the last one was number seven, salt. Okay.
I went to the store today to get a few things that my wife told me to on a list. I put the list in my pocket, went to the store. Yeah, number one, Velveeta. Number two, chips. Number three, hamburger. Yeah, that's how I read it now. How I read it at the store is I need one block of Velveeta. Two chips. There's your two chips. Hamburger. One, two, three. Y'all get the picture. Four waters. There's four waters. Five things of sugar. 20 pounds of sugar. Six pastas. Seven salt. Number seven is salt. I'm an idiot.
He bought 7 pounds of salt. That's enough for an entire marriage right there.
Yeah. You get the picture.
You get the picture. And yeah, also, it's a good shopping list too, isn't it? Velveeta, chips, and ground beef.
Yeah. Sounds delicious. I'm going to that house. Thank you.
Mike, let's close with this. Seth Meyers, great news for Maryland.
Maryland became the 20th state to legalize marijuana, which means that for the first time ever, there's something to do in Maryland.
Come on. That's all I got. That's all I got.
We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new bonus show. Hope you want to join us for that, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, we are still selling our fruitcakes. We are also still selling a few tickets for New Orleans, April. Louisiana.
Get them.
In April, on April 15th. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com and you can get all that info. Hopefully two shows didn't run at the same time. We'll be back with a brand new bonus show episode tomorrow. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying, so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I don't know what we're going to do, how we get ready of those tumbleweeds.
Greedy,
it's
ready.
Horrible.
Sound good?
Yes, sir.
Avocados from Mexico.